Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but in New Paltz, this is in New York, some young people, some college students, they went to a thrift store, and I guess they were looking for a couch, you know, for their apartment. Mm-hmm. And so they bought this couch. I've been there, done that. When I was in college, I'm like, yeah, I'll take that one, the smelly one. Yeah, that one.
The real cheap
one. Yeah, the real cheap.
Which one costs least?
I don't care if the dog bit out of that cushion. We will take it. This is for the dorm room. This is for the apartment. We will take it. But they found this couch, and it was, I guess, $20 they paid for it. Mm-hmm. And when they got it home, one of them stuck their hands in the back of the couch or in the seat, you know, in the cushion. And what they found really amazed them. You'll be shocked. They found an envelope with a wad of 20s or something, but they found an envelope with a bundle of money, and it was $700. And so they're like, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, $20 investment and $700 return. And then a few minutes later, they find another 1,000. And they're really flipping out right now. They're like, okay, you know, this is pretty cool. And as the story goes, and Little Rebellion is reporting this, it's a website, that after some time, they just kept digging and digging and digging, and they kept finding all this, like, wads of money. Mm-hmm. It totaled, get this, $40,000 was stuffed in this couch. $40,000.
Wow.
And so they're like, oh my goodness. You know, they're just going nuts over this. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, $40,000 in cash. What do we do with this? And of course, they're like, oh, maybe we should keep it. You know? Right. And then they started thinking, these are college students. And so they go on to try to, you know, they start asking themselves all these questions like, hey, what do we do with this? Should we return this? You know, there's no name, or they couldn't find it at the time, no notes. And somehow they found a name in one of the pieces of paper, something that they found in the couch. And so I think it was one of the parents basically who they actually, you know, shared it with their parents. Hey, we found this money, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were like, maybe we should get it back to that person, you know. And so lo and behold, I think the parent connected the name and the number to, you know, they connected. And so they're like, okay, let's call this woman and find out. Mm-hmm. And so they go through this whole process of you know, should we meet this lady, give her the money? What if this lady's going to do this bad stuff with the money? We can do good stuff with this money, you know? And and what if she's going to do something evil? Mm-hmm. And is it really hers and all this? And so they said, no, we're going to do the right thing. We're just going to go and return this money. So they go meet this lady, and they show up. I guess I believe a daughter comes out as well, because they were thinking that maybe they could pay their student loans off with this. And when the woman comes out, come to find out that they're like, the minute they saw her, they're like, oh, this lady's nice, you know, oh my goodness. And they just start talking to her, and they come to realize the full story of what happened. That the way they share the story is that her husband was giving her money. And he had a heart condition for a while, and he knew that time was limited. And so he would give her money each week, you know, and she would just, you know, stick it in the couch. Get this. She would stick it in the couch. Mm-hmm. And for 30 years, she stored her savings inside of this old couch, okay? And she just kept sticking it back in there. This was in her, I guess it was in her room. She just kept, you know, putting it in there. Well, when her husband passed away, you know, it's all said and done, she wound up getting sick. Mm-hmm. And she wound up having to, you know, take care of herself. And she was out of the house. Apparently, someone in the house had got rid of the couch to make room for, I think, another bedding or something like that for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, where'd the couch go? Where'd the couch go? And she's like, oh my goodness. Nobody knew except her that the money was inside this couch.
All right.
And through the hand of God, I, you know, brought this couch back to her. And it was just money that her husband had been putting away for, you know, for her to put away. And she wound up giving the young people $1,000 reward and everything.
Oh, wow.
You know, she didn't have to do that. And, you know, the guys were like, yeah, we almost didn't buy the couch because it was kind of smelly. And, you know, but we just got it, you know.
Right.
But is that an amazing story?
That is amazing. Yeah.
Full circle.
Full circle. 40,000. What will you do? So many times people find something and say, what a blessing. That wasn't a blessing. You took that. That wasn't a blessing. You know, I mean, it's somebody. It belongs to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
And so I'm just proud of these young people. Kind of restores, you know, a lot of things in the news you hear disparaging about young people, and they're kind of coming down on them a lot. But it's really encouraging when you hear a story like this, where you say, "Wow, look at this young person!
Right.
These young people, you know, they
have some
integrity. They follow their parents' advice, and they say, "Hey, let's get this money. Let's see if we can get this money back." And they gave away.
$40,000.
Gave it back. Not give away. Gave it back to the person. And when they heard the story, they were like, oh my, could you imagine hearing that story? And then on the news, woman who was sick, you know, lost her couch. Has anyone found their couch? And you took that money and you spent it or something. You're like, oh my goodness, that was a woman's money. We could have returned it. So it just gets you to think, hey man, you know, let's keep the main thing, and understand that, hey, we're here to bless other people. We're here to help other people and take care of our neighbors because, you know, whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done unto me. And, you know, when you're able to do that, get outside of yourself and say, you know, we're going to return this. We're going to give this back.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet she was very, very appreciative over that amount of money.
Wow.
I think it's powerful just thinking about that. And it's just like all the different thoughts they could have had, but like, you know, like what you were talking about before. So it's like having that perspective and not being so quick to say like, oh, sweet blessing. Now I can pay off, go through the list, which is like, okay, God, are you trying to teach me something here? Is this a test? But just take that moment to really, okay, ask God about it. God, what do you want me to do with this?
Yeah.
And that's that huge thing. It's just like, imagine how that affected their lives, knowing the fact that they were able to respond and affect her life.
Yeah, it's huge. Every single day we can do something for somebody that would have impact. We're just looking for opportunities. God sets them up all the time. We got to seize them, jump on them, right? Mm-hmm. And do what God will require us to do and say, hey, you know what? When you do it, say, hey, that was God. God's just loving on you. We're so excited about all these opportunities that we have to show the love of God and to do great works in His name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.